Welcome to Emotional Empowerment, a podcast for emotionally sensitive or struggling people who are open to learning how to use your emotions as a spiritual practice. Hi, I'm Michelle Bursell, and I've taught therapists, coaches, and people around the world how to use their negative feelings to heal their life, and in doing so, eliminated their struggle with anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, and more. Ready to turn your negative feelings into your greatest allies? Then let's start your emotional empowerment journey right now. Welcome to episode number 25, Gratitude, the Emotional Empowerment Way. I'm so excited to be back with you. And as Thanksgiving nears, of course, I couldn't resist talking about gratitude. And I know that may seem a little cheesy, but I've really shifted my relationship with gratitude over the last couple of months. And I am excited to share with you this way in which I am playing with gratitude that is just overwhelmingly been such a positive, expansive, loving energy shift that I just had to share it with you. And so before I get into exactly what I'm doing, I've got to share with you what has happened before and why I haven't had a solid gratitude practice before. And I think what would happen with gratitude for me is, overall, I am a very grateful person. I can walk around and feel very grateful authentically. And so there was a part of me saying like, oh, do I really need to be writing this down? And part of the reason with that is because when I would write it down, I would feel that I had to keep recreating this list of the elements that I was super grateful for. So let's say, because people usually say, you know, write down three things that you're grateful for each day. And so, of course, on the top of my list were my husband and my kids, right? It's like, I'm so grateful for them. I'm grateful for my spiritual connection, my health. For me, though, it got way too repetitive, way too time consuming to repeat those every stinking time. Like, it's in my heart, it's in my being that these are, you know, such important elements to my life, such important people and blessings to my life, right? But if my gratitude practice had to go from a list of 3 to 5 to 10 to 20 to 100, because I got to keep including all these things that I'm grateful for, it just became not fun. And I wasn't feeling grateful anymore. I was feeling resentful that I got to create this darn list in order to show my gratitude. So that clearly wasn't working for me. And so what I want to offer to you is a way that has actually worked for me, where it's not repetitive, where my ego doesn't get in the way and say I've got to list every single thing out or it doesn't count or all these other, you know, ways that get in the way of really having a gratitude practice. And what I think is the core reason for having a gratitude practice is that we are tapping into pure gratitude for living, that just pure thankfulness for the blessings that we have. And as I began with, as I have done this practice in a way that has worked for me, it has truly expanded my sense of gratitude and blessings in my life. And I want, of course, that for you. So let's get into it. And it's really simple. But as we get into the holidays, I want to keep things simple for you too, so that you can start applying them. And you can start this at any time. So don't let your ego tell you like, this is something I should do in the new year, or I don't have time for this now. The way I'm going to teach it to you, it's really quick and easy. You can do it in seriously 2 or 3 minutes and start it now. I looked back at my journal when I started, it was like in middle of July. So there wasn't a special day. It was just like, hey, I'm doing this. And I found a way in my mind that would work for me. So here's what you do. Create a journal that's just for gratitude. If you have Amazon, go to Amazon. You can get your journal in a day or two. You can start right away or just on any piece of paper, right? Date it and write the three top things that you are grateful for that day. And the key is that you don't have to repeat it. So once you've stated, I'm grateful I have a job, or I'm grateful for my health, or I'm grateful for the sunshine, you don't have to say it again. You've already said it. It's in black and white. And you don't have to create this never-ending list of all the things you're grateful for. It's there. You've demonstrated your gratitude for it. So write that down. And then as you're writing it down, see if you can tap into the feeling of why that specific thing is important to you. Why are you writing down this part of your life? And what's the meaning of it behind that for you? So again, we don't have to get super detailed here. We can just say, you know, I love my partner and how he or she supports me and how loved I feel. Boom. But can you then tap into the feeling of it? Because this really is the gift of the gratitude practice, right? It's like, we want to allow ourselves to really go into that space of knowing and seeing and reiterating how cared for we are, how loved we are, and how supported we are. And so you're going to have bad days. And I tell my clients and students this, that when you have a bad day and you've been crying and it just seems like everything sucks, what can I tune into to be grateful for? Because it's still there, that I get to see that I'm able to feel my feelings, that I ate a great piece of fruit. It doesn't matter what it is. It's really that knowingness that no matter how badly this day was not for me, that it seemed to be working against me, there were actually things that still worked for me. My body still worked for me. My taste buds still worked for me. My eyesight still worked for me. Whatever it is, that you're leaning into that and giving yourself a few minutes to really experience what that means. What it means that you can see a sunrise, that you can look into someone's eyes, or whatever it is for you that you can recognize and then expand upon. And then let that be your practice. Now, some days, as you start doing this, you may be just really feeling an abundance of gratitude. And that's what I've found, is that there's just certain days where I am overwhelmed with the blessings and the gifts in my life. And then just make it a free-for-all writing, right? Like sometimes those days, I just let myself go at it. And it might include things from the past that I've written, like my husband or my children. But I'm just getting into more details of why they are touching my heart and my life like they are for me today. And feeling into that, allowing that to expand along with whatever is on your mind and in your heart that day. And don't judge yourself if you don't have that day for a while, but just know that there may be days where that just authentically is just so overpowering that you have to write it down. Like you just feel called to write it down. And I really encourage you to do that. But I guess the key is you have this space where it's like, I get to write three different things and really allow what is calling from my heart to speak to me and acknowledge. And here's what I love about a gratitude practice. What we are training our subconscious mind to do is that whatever is going on in our external world does not define us. And that is one of our biggest practices that we can learn, is that you define you. You get to decide how you want to feel based upon where you want to put your focus and energy. And so, yes, our emotions are here. They're signals to tell us when things are off. And when they are operating accurately, and they should be signaling to you that it's time to mourn, or it's time to show up for yourself with greater responsibility, or it's time to show up for yourself in greater leadership, we want to listen to that. And we also don't want to have a negative perspective or storyline take over. And this gratitude practice allows us to start ebbing into our subconscious programming a story of gratitude, of gratefulness, of thankfulness for what we have in this moment, despite what might be going wrong in the external at any given time. And when we can control that for ourselves, when we can give ourselves that gift, you are on your way to having a vibrant emotional well-being, regardless of what is happening to you on the external. And so this is the way that you start to build this foundation. This is a foundation building practice so that you can start to really see the blessings no matter what. And here's the cool thing. When you do this, more blessings appear, because what we focus on and appreciate appreciates, right? It continues to expand. And so this is when these blessings continue to expand in our life, because we're able to see them and recognize them. And as they do, we continue to receive the best from life. Now, a few years ago, I want to say, I wrote a blog on kind of the shadow side to gratitude. And I do want to bring this up. The shadow side to gratitude is that we try to be grateful over our problems, and that is not emotional empowerment. So emotional empowerment is, I am going to be grateful for what I'm truly grateful for, and I'm not going to BS myself when something is really off in my life that it's okay. That is not a loving thing to do to yourself. It's not loving for those involved, and it doesn't serve anyone. And so if there is something going sideways in your life, know that you also have your emotions to guide you, to support you, to say, you know, how am I being called to show up differently? How am I being called to look at the situation differently? What is my power in this situation? How am I being called to create change? So do not put gratitude over what isn't working for you, because you will create more of what's not working for you. But do put gratitude towards what is. And we always have three things that are. I haven't met a person that hasn't had that. Well, let me take that back. When I worked with someone who was schizophrenic, I would say that person still could find things, but it was beyond their ability, right? So there are certain like major mental health disorders where I think it would be difficult, but I've worked with those that are suicidal, panic attacks, depression, anger. Those type of emotional challenges, you can still tap into gratitude. It may take more effort and energy because your ego won't want you to, but it's absolutely possible. So allow yourself to start this now. And won't it be interesting to see what happens over Thanksgiving? And I know for Thanksgiving, for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, that it can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going back into family and there's going to be conflict. I invite you to focus on what you love about your family. If your MO has been like, oh my gosh, I got to be on guard because Thanksgiving means we're going to talk politics and we're going to talk the economy or whatever brings, you know, gets stirred up for you, I invite you to start this practice now. And focus on those aspects of family that you truly love, that you're truly grateful for, that brings you back to your family every year. So this is what I'm going to leave with you, is this emotionally empowered way to experience gratitude. I hope that this way works for you and supports you, that your ego doesn't get in the way, that it doesn't become so redundant that you get bored with it, that you really use this as a way to see the blessings, feel into them. And that's the important piece of this emotional empowerment way. We acknowledge them, we feel them, and we allow that to expand in our life. We know that we are supported, that your dreams are your dreams because they're coming through you. And with gratitude and showing up in your truth and in your empowerment, courage and trust in yourself and life, that all things are possible. So thank you so much, my gratitude to you, for being a listener, for being willing to have a whole new perspective on our emotions that goes against what we've been taught, that our negative feelings make us weak or broken. And instead we're saying, oh no, we're going to receive these feelings as ways to signal to us when things are off for us and how to guide us to live our life in greater alignment with our truth and our purpose. So I have a huge amount of gratitude for you, for the courage it takes, because following our emotions from their empowerment lens is not always easy. It's going to ask us to grow. And I am so excited about what comes forward for you as you grow in your emotions and hopefully in a gratitude practice. So thank you again, and I look forward to being back in touch in the next couple weeks. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Empowerment Podcast. If you've enjoyed the program, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes to help us spread the message about how to use your emotions as a tool for spiritual and personal growth. To receive free training and emotional empowerment, visit www.iiee.training. That's www.iiee.training.